Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Mark.
We've been talking about this story from fee.org, apparently for the second year in a row, post-COVID, if you will. There's been a number of people moving from public school to homeschool. And I think that's frickin' great. I think that's a trend that should absolutely continue and expand as much as frickin' possible.
Yeah, I think that kids, by and large, are going to receive better education if their parents are more involved in it. And I'm adopted, all right? And I have this theory that I've developed over time. It's not my theory, but I believe it pretty thoroughly. And that is that, you know, what communication is supposed to be 10% words and then 90% other stuff.
Right.
And that parents, because they're biologically, like that kid is a, you know, replicated at least in half, genetically half yours. And you understand that child in a way that no one else can.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And you can communicate with that kid in a way that nobody else can.
Right.
And you can do it through, you know, it's not even the words that come out of your mouth. It's just like the, you know, motions of your body and just, you know, the way you're exuding things all day, whatever it is. And that, therefore, makes you the best teacher that kid can have.
Absolutely. And does anyone care about your child more than you do? You think some rando teacher that's just collecting a government paycheck?
There are great teachers out there.
No, absolutely.
But the rando teacher does not.
Well, yeah, but would a teacher, no matter who it is, ever care about your child more than you do?
How could they possibly?
Exactly.
And so, you know, and then we think about what is an elementary school education. Now, I don't want to sound snotty or anything like here, but, you know, I think I've got it down. I think I know what the elementary school education levels are. You should be able to read. You should be able to write, and you should be able to do arithmetic.
Yeah,
by
arithmetic,
the four R's, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Well, but for some reason, we have high school graduates who can't.
There certainly are.
So if we're supposed to be able to do
that
by like third grade, how is that happening? Clearly something's not going well.
I contend without any evidence that children without public education and without really much help from their parents are completely capable of learning all by themselves.
I think it's true, but I think that I think there's direction. So we tried the whole, the unschooling thing.
Yeah.
Let's just let a kid, you know, let him do what he wants. And that worked well some of the time.
Sure.
But other times I had to implement what I called, instead of child-directed learning, family-directed learning.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice
and
word for it.
Family-directed learning means you're going to learn this today.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just got to be that, in my opinion, that not every kid can go ahead and learn things in a and be responsible for their own education.
I'd go even further and say that some kids are not only capable of learning without the public education system and without their parents, but would probably do a better job of it than either of those two entities.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely depends on the parents and it depends on the children.
Here's the thing about kids, is kids get fired up about stuff. Right. More so than adults do.
Sure.
Adults, as they get older, they slow down their enthusiasm levels and that kind of thing, you know, sort of, you know, crest and whatever. But kids, when they get enthusiastic about something, they are driven.
Yep.
Right? And if they're enthusiastic enough about enter topic here,
yep. Yeah.
Right? They will do whatever it is they need to do to go and find out more about how to yep. accomplish or yep. become or do the thing that they are super enthusiastic about. Now, everything requires, we'll call it the 4 hours. It's reading, writing, and arithmetic, the 3 hours, whatever it is. Clever. Yeah. So within that, children are going to learn those things. Right. If they want to do anything, like even in their fantasy world, Dad, I want to be a superhero. I've seen your comics, right? How do you become a superhero? Well, first, you got to be filthy rich, like Batman, for example.
Yeah, right.
So how do I get filthy rich? Well, you got to figure out money, right? You're going to learn all of these things. You're going to learn how to read. You're going to learn how to write. You're going to learn how to do math within whatever subject matter the child is interested in. So if you can figure out what they're fired up about or what gets them fired up, the rest of it is going to come pretty freaking easy to the kid.
Yeah, and I like telling this story. I had one of my families that I work with within midwifery. They homeschool their children, Catholic family, and they're, he was maybe 6 years old, obsessed with math. He was a very poor reader. You know, he was not good at reading, but, I mean, his math skills far surpassed mine, far surpassed his parents. He was just obsessed with it. He would go on YouTube, he would watch all these videos. He knew all the square root of everything and all of his times tables, and he could do long division easy. But he was behind on reading.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents were like, well, eventually he's going to get to a point in math where he's going to want to do these problems that's going to involve some sort of reading, and then he'll figure it out then. But why would we stunt his growth in math?
Right.
By forcing him to read, which is something he's not interested in. He's, you know, I mean, at this point he's six. It's not like he's a 16-year-old. At that point, they might have to step in a little bit and be like, okay, you have to read a book or something. But children will catch up. And I think the big flaw within public school is that it's a one-size-fits-all. Here's the state curriculum. This is what kids need to know by this point. They have to do all this state testing, and even sometimes in certain states, homeschooling parents have to meet these state requirements as well.
The other thing I hate about public schools is the segregation of age. Right? You go and you watch
the old one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah, you go watch like Little House on the Prairie. Yep. Right? What these schools would do is they would put all the kids of all the ages in, you know, one room, at least for a period of time during the day, because there's some things you're going to overlap, right? All the kids need to hear this information.
Yep.
It's not going to be new based on their age, right? So why not put them all in one room for those times? And then what they would do is the teachers would actually employ the older students to teach the younger students, right? This is one of the basic fundamental tenets of learning. Learn to teach.
Yeah,
if you want to be good at something, learn it in such a way that you are able to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not taught in public schools. Public schools are not teaching children to learn something in such a way that they are now able to teach it, because they take away that very ability to occur.
And I completely agree with that. I mean, I think how I got through nursing school was teaching, you know, like the medical knowledge. I would teach Matt or my friends, and that's kind of how I got through that, was because I'm like, okay, if I know this good enough to be able to recite it and teach it, and not only like just, you know, memorize things, but in depth explain and be able to answer people's questions on this topic, then I'm definitely going to get a 90 or above on this exam.
Yeah. Teaching is, you know, the final step in learning, as far as I'm concerned. I think this is a, you know, this is a good trend, and I'm delighted to see more people homeschooling. I'm not going to say homeschooling's right for everybody, but I will ask you to ask a question about your life. So presumably you have a two-parent household. There, by the way, that is the number one factor in success in your kid's life.
Fact.
So you got a two-parent household, and one of them is making, you know, lower wages than others. Obviously, that's, you know, got to be true. If you're making something at or above minimum wage, if minimum wage is a word that comes into topic regarding your stuff, it's, and you start looking at what it, how much time it takes to take a kid to school, how much time it costs, how much money it costs to keep them, you know, babysat while you're, or, you know, somebody watching them while you're at work and all this stuff, and you start figuring out what your job costs you.
Right.
Then that's kind of what happened at our household.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, you know, Laura could stay home. She was, you know, she had a career and she chose to let that career go to stay home, but she did, and she helped me with my business a little bit, just enough to be able to, you know, spend time teaching Jack. And as a result, we got out of debt, and our son was homeschooled for the first 5 years.
603-283-6160. The next question regarding kids is, should they be allowed to drink booze at home? Whoa. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
are live, and we are talking, and it's not expensive.
That's right.
Free Talk Live.
What's the phone number?
603-283-6160.
Where can people find out about Free Talk Live, Mark?
At freetalklive.com.
Very well.
You can also go to FTL.fm. We're trying out a new website there, too.
All right, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I've been there once. We had the guy on, too, who was sort of behind that.
Yeah.
It looked fun. I'll go there again soon. We've been talking about this article from Fee. Apparently, for the second year in a row, more folks are absconding public schools. They're calling it a massive exodus in this article. For example, some school districts, such as Los Angeles, have seen a larger public school enrollment drop this fall compared to last fall. So
to COVID.
Yeah.
Well, it's related because people got to see what life was like.
But it's not due to, like, the COVID fear, where right. I think a lot of people were, like, in the masks and stuff and the vaccines. I think a lot of people pulled their kids out of that, out of school, because of those reasons. But now that's not really happening as much. So it's definitely more because of the fault of the actual learning and education from the public school, I would say.
L.A. public school enrollment declined by 4.76% in the 2020-2021 academic year, so the year before. New data shows that enrollment is down another 27,000 students this fall compared to last year, or a drop of nearly 6%. That's worth mentioning.
Yeah, that's significant.
The article goes on to say, as I wrote last month, COVID-19 vaccine mandates for children and adolescents will likely lead to more parents fleeing public schools, etc. and so on. They talk about the myocarditis infections, etc. and so on. L.A. isn't the only large school district seeing dwindling numbers of new students. New Chicago data reveals that their district enrollment is down by 10,000 students this year, on top of the 14,500 drop from last year. According to Chicago NPR, the reason for the declines are many, experts say.
You know, you don't think of 10,000 as that big of a number with Chicago, but there were 5,000 kids in my high school.
Right.
And, you know, it's two high schools.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gone.
According to Chicago NPR, the reason for the declines are many, including demographic changes in the city as well as the pandemic and the upheaval it caused. Like, not the upheaval that governments caused, right? Like,
yeah, right.
Everybody's blaming this pandemic, this COVID thing. It's like, no, the pandemic didn't do anything. COVID didn't do anything. It was government's overreaction to it.
Well, I kind of disagree on that. If you're going to send 5,000 kids to a school, and you've got a pandemic of whatever passes for it, whether it's mild, and it was mild compared. Like, I love to say, this wasn't the pandemic. This was the test for the pandemic.
I call it the propagandemic.
But I was never in a place during COVID that had 5,000 people in it.
Right.
Never once.
Yeah.
And I haven't really been since. I don't go to concerts. I don't go to big sports games.
I went to a concert recently, but it was 300 people.
That's great. I'm not shooting down what people do. I just don't do it. And I might go to a place that has 50 people in it, but that's as much as I get into. So when you have a building that you every single day send 5,000 different people to.
We went to the Talkers convention. That was probably hundreds.
Yeah, that was a few hundred. Yeah. Like maybe 200 or 300.
Still, that was small.
Yeah.
It's not
rare. It's a big deal, and I do it once a year, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder. When you have a building that 5,000 people go to every single day, of course it's a cesspool of illness and that sort of thing. This is bigger than some medieval armies, okay? And, they're up until World War I, the thing that killed people in war was disease back at camp. So, yeah, I think it's bad, but I think it's bad because, in part, because we make these institutions so large.
Yeah.
And in college is even worse. You've got, you have 500 people in a class sometimes.
Last year, Detroit district enrollment fell 3%, while statewide public school enrollment declined more than 4%, according to a new National Bureau of Economic Research working paper, which analyzed 2020 student enrollment trends in Michigan. The majority of families who left public schools last year chose homeschooling, while most of the remaining families selected private schools. So apparently homeschooling is the majority choice. Private schooling is like the secondary choice mm-hmm. for folks leaving public schools.
Yeah, homeschooling is a lot less expensive than a private school. Now, I've seen private schools that are less expensive than what they spend per student at public schools. And, of course, what they spend per student is kind of irrelevant to the family sending their kid there because it's functionally free.
They don't state how this happens, but they say in Seattle, the 1,300 fewer students, that sounds like a small number, 1,300 fewer students enrolled in the district this fall will likely cost the public schools approximately $28 million in state funding. I'm not sure how 1,300 kids subtract $28 million.
Well, what they do is that kids have a paycheck that follows them, and public schools get significantly more, like three times more than, you know, say a charter school will get for a kid. But when you pull your kid out of public school,
$2 million a kid.
I'd have to do the math on it.
Oh no, it's not 1,300.
What's the number?
1,300 students.
And how much money?
$28 million.
I was told there would be no math.
My math is way off on that. I was dividing 13 right. into 28. So it's $200,000 per kid if we move a couple zeros over.
Yeah, 21,500
per kid.
That sounds right.
Per kid.
That's what they spend
right,
per year.
Right, like the average prisoner is like 35, 40 grand a year.
It depends
like
on the state. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But I'm not sure how it costs the public school
because
that
they don't
money.
Get that much money. Mm-hmm. So they get
a dollar figure based on the number of students.
They get a dollar figure based on the number of kids. And that's one of the reasons why they want to make sure that the kids are there a certain amount of days per year. Otherwise, the public school would be like a gym membership where they want to sell as many gym memberships as possible and then only very few people come to work out. They don't actually want you coming to work out at the gym unless you're doing something at the gym that somehow attracts other people to come. Like Nikki going to the gym would attract people going to the gym. But other than that, they're just like, hey, you know, Mark, stay home. They don't want me there.
Hey, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm trying to talk to people. I just wanted to bring up that our county, Bernalillo County, is planning to put up more speeding cameras. So it's the outside of the city limit of Albuquerque. So that's what they're planning to do.
Speeding cameras? How fast do your cameras go?
Okay. Well, no, they catch the speeders. They've been drag racing on Alameda.
Driving really fast with women's clothes on?
What'd you say?
Sarah, do you want to hang on? I know you had more to say. Stand by. She didn't get my joke.
No, she did not.
She must not be listening to the show.
No, she is now, and she's on hold, hopefully. 603-283-6160. We'll get back to Sarah. I know she had more to say, and we'll get more of your calls and thoughts in here. And perhaps we'll talk more about education or anything else you want to bring up. It is Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A strong 6.0 magnitude earthquake shook southern Mexico Sunday morning, sending nervous residents of the capital out into the street. The United States Geological Survey said the earthquake's epicenter was 2.5 miles northwest of Coral Faso near the beach resort of Acapulco. Tensions were high in northern Kosovo on Sunday, with Serbs blocking roads after shots and explosions rang out overnight. No injuries were reported. The roads were blocked with heavy vehicles and trucks a day after the Serbian president said he would ask the NATO-led peacekeeping force in Kosovo to permit the deployment of 1,000 Serb troops in the Serb-populated north of Kosovo, saying they are being harassed there. And NASA's Orion capsule hurtled through space on Sunday on the final return leg of its voyage around the moon and back, winding up the inaugural mission of the Artemis lunar program 50 years to the day after Apollo's final moon landing. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. The telephone number in the studio, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
Before we go on with the rest of the show, I just want to take a minute and say thank you to Cornsbane. Cornsbane is a silver level amplifier. That means he has visited amps. .freetalklive.com and decided to contribute some money. He gives $5 a month. That's all we ask. You can give more. There's different levels. It's a sort of a Patreon type of a setup. So you get little perks and little gifts kind of things if you do give some money. But the money goes to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. Now, what does that mean? Well, we're on around 200 radio stations now. We could be on 250, 300, 350. Not out of the question. If you enjoy the perspective of liberty, peace, and prosperity that we bring, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, and the topics that we bring up and discuss here on Free Talk Live, please help us spread the message of liberty and freedom by becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, thank you, Cornsbane, for your contribution. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We were talking to Sarah in New Mexico, but we had to go to break. Sarah, you're back on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So we have, within the Albuquerque city limit, we have 11 speeding cameras, but we're going to expand that so the county is the surrounding areas. So we've been having drag racers for years and years on these far stretched out road. They're kind of out of the city limits, so they've been drag racing even more. So county commissioner.
Well, I hear that many times the counties are going to think drag racing is bad. What has been the downside of drag racing? What's happening? Are people losing control of their cars and dying?
That, you know, that's the whole point. But they make a lot of noise. They wake people up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, all that.
Yeah, I imagine if drag racers are going by your house at from, you know, midnight to 2 a.m., you probably don't like that much.
Right, and they wake people up. And then every now and then they do wreck. And then they demolish cars, and then they kill people and all that. And everybody thinks that, oh, it's a harmless. They're not hurting anybody. That's what Ian says. Speeding don't hurt anybody. Yeah, until they hit somebody or run into a car and cause a big wreck and run into a house and kill somebody.
I'm wondering what these – I imagine these speeding cameras aren't cheap. Anything that anybody sells to the government is usually hiked up in price. Very, very expensive. And it seems to me if you're willing to go out there and drag race out in the county, out in the boondocks and that sort of thing that – I don't know, maybe a handgun? You just pop a couple of caps in the speeding camera, and then everybody goes and speeds. And now we've got a new thing to maintain. Every other weekend, some kids have shot the speeding camera, and we got to, you know, pay for it.
It wouldn't even take that much. It would take, like, a paintball gun, right? Because your cameras are just with the lens.
Some guy took a saw off probably broad daylight during rush hour and sawed it off on Lead and Cole Avenue.
I saw that. Or yeah, there was somebody that dressed up like a clown or something and just put a bag over it.
Right, put a bag over the speed limit. That's the other thing that they'll do. Yeah. You know, it's just, I don't know how effective this is going to be in stopping drag racing. And one of the things I think about speeding cameras is I believe the government puts speed limits artificially low. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a speed limit. I'm saying that when you make your money off of speeding tickets, you're incentivized to make speeding limits lower so that your cops can go out there and collect money. Now, I think that speed cameras are safer than police giving out speeding tickets on the side of the road, but the police can at least say, well, that guy's going super fast, I'm going to get him off the road. They can pick and choose amongst whom they see, whereas the speeding camera is just like, all right, 55, and you were going 57, cha-chink, and
right.
it's just money.
An automated process, basically prints money for the government.
Right. So
the thing is that it has been working for Albuquerque. They've been slowing down, and they obviously have accident. So it has been working, and that's why that Walter Benton, is going to adopt this idea. So it does work. But
is this the county commissioner, Walter Benton? I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, right. Commissioner Walter Benton. He's got Tramway. He's got Alameda. Those areas have been drag racing. So that's why he's considering it.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. What has the community done before getting the government involved to attempt to curb these drag racers?
Something. Nobody ever really did nothing here in New Mexico.
Nobody ever really did
myself.
Nothing.
It's like outsiders. I lived in California. I lived in other states. It's only the people that from outside of the state that think that there's the abnormal.
My question is more, Sarah, that don't you feel like you and, you know, the other people who are bothered by these drag racers have some responsibility to try and do something to curb the drag racing that you don't like before you get the force of government involved?
Well, I mean, that is the only way that we're going to do, you know, what else is there going to do is to give them out tickets. They're not going to. They're just going to run me over and get rid of me, you know, in a parking lot.
I have no idea what they would do. I'm trying to rack my brain to come up with how do you keep kids from... Yeah, there's probably in the internet. Somebody thought of an answer to this.
You just don't, and that's the true answer. People are going to speed. Kids are going to drag race. It's just... I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean,
I don't think it's that big of a deal either. But what I'm getting at is it seems to be everybody's knee jerk reaction to problem solving is
government.
Let's get government to force people to do things that you know will make these people quit doing the thing I don't like.
But it doesn't work.
The funny part was, as Sarah says, well, it's people from outside of New Mexico that come in here and then disrupt the New Mexican way of life of drag racing by imposing their imperialist Yankee values on the good New Mexicans.
That's a great perspective, because clearly the people in New Mexico don't really care if they're doing it.
Sarah, bring her Newerican values.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you got the drift of the New Mexico values.
That's a drag racing joke. You got the drift.
Drunk drivers. Everybody gets run over by cars, and they're perfectly happy living this way. I finally concluded, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
It is true.
And I do get why you're upset about it, Sarah, because, you know, being a pedestrian and, like, walking around and not feeling safe, you know, it does suck.
Well, this is out in the county. These are people who are, you know, out in the woods. But I can totally see the homeowners are like, God, that's another weekend.
Yeah.
So when I grew up, we lived out on a state road, and we lived by the racetrack. What would happen is the rednecks go to watch the races.
Yeah.
I went to the races many times. I'm just saying.
Sure.
Where I'm from, they're all rednecks, all right? They're going to the racetrack. They're drinking their beer out of Solo cups, and they're watching their favorite yucker do, you know, zip around the quarter track, and, you know, they're having a great old time. Then they leave at 11 o'clock, 11:30, 12:30. They hop in their cars and they're like, I'm going to do like they do.
Yeah, just a burnout in front of your house.
Right, they stick their foot in it. Our mailbox was knocked over many times.
No.
My dad got out there with the excavator, dug a hole, put a telephone pole in the ground. I mean, it was at least 15 feet long.
Yeah.
Sunk this baby in the ground, put a mailbox on top of it, and then problem solved. Now, a couple of times they'd come along and bang, hit it at 655 or whatever, wrap their car around it, and it would lean a little bit.
Sarah, thank you for the call. We
the car gives,
you.
Not the telephone pole at that point.
Yeah,
There's your solution, Captain.
That's
make all
I'm
the
saying.
Telephone poles, or all the mailboxes out of telephone poles.
That's why I'm asking. Like, we have to encourage people to use their sense of creativity and responsibility to do something before you go petitioning to the initiation.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Segments of this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. As I look at the clock to make sure that it's actually the final segment, sometimes doing this show is so much fun that time just flies by. And I don't know what hour it is. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
We got tongue-tied there for a minute. I'm doing bad radio here, Mark.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
I got tongue-tied. let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you are on Free Talk Live.
I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but this and your back business,
but
run its course.
It's run its course. But in radio, you do the same thing over and over for years, and people get the joke at different times and things like that.
Yeah. Also, we do limit it to Sundays only.
Yeah, well, anyway. But I wanted to bring up the Mark. You said something about, the school business was not government interference. That the pandemic or the scamdemic, I like to call it. If they had accurate data throughout this COVID thing, there never would have been any claim of pandemic.
Well, what do you define a pandemic as? Because what I said was, this wasn't the pandemic. This is the test for the pandemic. This is to see how the systems work and how people did and things like that. Because, honestly, not that many people died in this global pandemic. What are you defining as a pandemic?
Even the ones that were reported didn't die from that.
Well, in a lot of cases, what you saw was people, like, you know, falling out of a building or, you know, getting in a motorcycle wreck called COVID deaths. Yeah. And that certainly mm-hmm. happened. But at the same time, I've kept my eye on these CDC numbers called weekly number of deaths from all causes. And this is where you have the what they call excess death numbers.
Right.
And I've kept a strong eye on these. And there's been weeks when a large amount of people died. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I can tell you in the weeks of April of 2020, they didn't die from the vaccine. They probably weren't even dying from, you know, huge drug overdoses at that point. Somebody was dying from something, and I'm willing to say that some of these deaths are COVID-19.
Right.
Now, I don't know how many. What's that, sir?
If Fauci actually told people that maybe their vitamin D or vitamin C or magnesium levels were low and they weren't managing their own immune health.
Okay, but people should have been doing that already. People shouldn't have to be told by, you know, Dr. Fauci to eat healthy, drink water, and make sure their vitamin D. Like, this should have been already happening. It wasn't. People aren't going to do that. People are going to continue to eat McDonald's. They're not going to exercise. And this is the problem, but that's kind of a personal problem for them.
I'm 70 years old, okay? I had COVID at 68, and I have some marginal, on-the-edge comorbidities as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I had been on extra vitamin D and extra vitamin C, and then I got zinc later, and now I'm doing two other supplements.
Oh, yeah.
When you had the COVID, Bad Slave, did you at any point feel like you were going to die?
Not in the least. I had the most they lasted a long time.
Sure.
But I had the most mild symptoms you could imagine. I had one headache. I had extra sleep for like 8 or 10 days. I don't know. And then I recovered.
And I
completely.
I just want to be clear. I wasn't saying that, like, taking magnesium and zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C, all of those things are absolutely fabulous for immune system, and I think they're definitely important. And I do think that, like, you know, on the news, Dr. Fauci, whoever, like, these people should be encouraging people to do natural remedies like that. And clearly, as we've seen, the vaccine doesn't work. Because let me tell you, I work in healthcare. Almost everybody's vaccinated. And those people are passing COVID back and forth like crazy. And I am the only person that hasn't gotten it. And I'm probably one of the only people that are unvaccinated. So clearly, their vaccine isn't working very well.
So I got COVID-19 just a second, Bad Slave. I got COVID-19 in March 2021. And I didn't have it terrible. I was, you know, slept it off for 4 days or something like that. Captain, you and I both had it at the same time. And I got, but what I did get was the long COVID's brain fog. And I'd like to point out, I'm a supplement nut.
Yeah.
I wish I had Bonnie or Ian in this house because they have to see the shot glass of supplements that I take twice a day.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm not taking my supplements. It's not that I don't have vitamin D. I take a multi, a really good multi, the mm-hmm. big expensive multis, every single day, and I'm very, very good about it. When I got COVID-19, I had been taking my multis.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start taking them because of supplements, I should say. I didn't start taking it because of COVID-19. I'd been taking it for
already.
A decade.
Right.
Yep.
And it's not the only solution. What's that, sir?
Did you go to the hospital?
No. They told me not to come.
Well, of course.
They said, please don't come here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they did.
Yeah. And I didn't even feel the need to be concerned about it. I had these mild symptoms. I slept maybe an extra 3 or 4 hours a day.
But I slept all day, and all I ate was an orange for 2 days in a row.
I chugged a bunch of water.
I lost my appetite.
Yeah, unlike Mark, when I had it, I was out for, I mean, I stayed away from people for 2 weeks because that was like the phrase. Yeah. I was down for probably 8 days where I was miserable. I had flu-like symptoms. They were out of order for any other flu that I've ever had. Like, I didn't get the sneezing.
It was a novel virus. Until,
yeah, it was weird. But, like, I'm also, like, not that much of a health-conscious guy. I wasn't taking any vitamins or supplements at all. I have a sedentary lifestyle where I sit in front of glowing boxes for most of my time. I don't get a lot of exercise. I don't eat very well. I drink a lot. I got COVID, and I got over it, and it was fine. Never at any point did I feel like I was going to die. I never even felt like I need to go to the hospital.
But I don't know. You're 10, 20 years younger than me.
Sure.
I was thinking, you know, at 68 that I was right mid range in the, you know.
Yeah, you were in the pocket for sure of like the highest risk group.
Not quite there, but, and I don't know if you've lost weight. It's been a while since I've seen you, but, you know, you weren't, you're not gigantic or anything, but you're not svelte either. And, you know, none of us are, buddy.
You know, part of my managing my own health, I got off most of the carbs, and that made a huge difference.
Yep. But I want to say something, Bad Slave, about, you know, Fauci, the CDC, all the stuff that you saw on television. None of those people were ever going to say, hey, look, the data says that if you up your intake of vitamin D and, you know, increase your magnesium and get some more exercise, that it's going to, they're not going to say any of that because they are working for the government. And as you know, Bad Slave, the government is all about control. And that's what they wanted from you, or from everybody, was to control you more. And thank you for the call, by the way.
The point I was trying to make regarding all of it is it's not the pandemic so much that bothered me about all of this. It's the concentration of human bodies in one given location. I'm against institutions.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't consider myself an agoraphobic or anything like that. I just don't go places where there's a whole bunch of people collected generally. It's not like I've never been to places with a bunch of people, but, you know, that's where disease spreads. It's those dirty little kids and their dirty little hands in kindergarten.
Thank you to all of our callers tonight. If we didn't get to you, please try again tomorrow or any other day between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time here at Free Talk Live. Thank you to Mark. Thank you to Nikki for joining me on this particular edition. Peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.